Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's the protection racket on the air, known as the Good Day program.
Wow.
Bunga, bunga. That's the wow of Roberta Fasanelli. Then there's the wow of Jennifer Horn, who are here to wow you with the thoughts of the day, quotes from people, intelligence. Whew. Sound like John Tesh, huh? It's Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Rich McFadden monitoring the buttons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like a robot in our studio in Washington. Speaking of Washington, here's the black eye of the day, the week, the month, and probably the year, depending on how smart you are with regard to your food and food choices. Your friends in Congress in the dead of night, like I'm talking about the dead of night, passed a bill that blocks any mandatory labeling of food. So if you have genetically engineered crops and you don't want to eat them, you're not going to be able to tell, because the government of the United States of America is so corrupt, is so in bed with Monsanto and these other bastards, and I'm using that term because that's what they are, controlling son of a bitch. They have so politically engineered, talking about genetically modifying, they've genetically modified the minds of Congress. It's been dubbed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. But the people who are like me and anybody else who's got half of a brain call it the Dark Act, deny Americans the right to know. So it passed 275 to 150. 45 Democrats voted for the bill, and most of the Republicans voted for it. This is disgusting.
You know, if you're supposed to be serving the best interests of the American people, is this the best interest?
No,
of the
you're
American
serving the
people?
Best interests of Monsanto,
of your pocketbook,
ADM, of your pocketbook. Cargill, so that you can't know. It's a very simple premise.
Well, but,
where does the food come from? I just want to know where it comes from.
Ken makes a great point. Ken, go over your point again about how they label the bill so that it seems like they're doing the right thing.
Oh, of course.
But they're not.
Right.
Yeah. It's the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. And what it does is block mandatory labeling of food made with genetically engineered crops.
Yeah. Makes it impossible for people to know what they're purchasing and eating. It is an attack on transparency, said John Conyers in the floor debate.
But it's more than that. It's an insult to our intelligence.
It really is.
To think that you can get it by us because you label it something called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Well, they're doing
it. Actually just the opposite.
They're doing it.
Welcome to modern government.
They're doing it. That's what it is.
Just, so there's two
government paid for. It's the best government that money can buy.
Basically,
that's what it is.
So restaurants have to put on their menu how many calories, how much fat and salt and everything has. But these guys can put any sort of voodoo witchcraft into your food, and good luck to you.
Yeah. So the Grocery Manufacturers Association is also behind this. They've been a big architect of the bill. They're trying to squelch state efforts to force labeling. Vermont passed a bill, and this bill supersedes it and will make it illegal for Vermont to do what the people of Vermont want done. So you don't think this is going to help Bernie Sanders in his run for the presidency?
Big time.
And if Trump is smart, he'll get all over this.
Oh, yeah.
you know, all over it.
If you want to wonder why somebody like Trump is actually, you know, getting as popular as he's getting, even
right.
though
it's because
he's,
of this
he's
stuff.
A clown,
yeah.
It's because of this stuff. People
yeah.
are so fed up. With, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. They are just fed up with the way government is being done.
And we ought to be fed up with it. It's time for a revolution. When you start screwing around with people's ability to choose the food that they want and try to make it impossible for people who want to know. I'm doing a new radio program that's on a lot of radio stations now. We actually have it up to, I think, about 60 stations, Richie. But you can hear it. Mm-hmm. We hear it online if we want to listen to it. It's a Doug Stead. Do we have it in archive? We don't have it put up is an archive yet at DougStephan.com, have we? Did we get it there? Or how do we
I
do
think
that?
We put it in the audio highlights section.
We did. But we haven't really labeled. We need to put, well, anyway, the point of it, this is not to plug the program, but to get at the heart of the program, which is aimed at helping the family farmer, the family ag business person, the locavore who wants to have the food that he or she wants. They don't mind paying for it. They just want to know where it comes from, what's in it, and where they can get it. That's what they want. That's what Americans
Everybody
want.
Everybody wants that right
of
now.
Of course. If they've got any brains, they want it. And so, and if you don't have, if you don't want it, then you don't have any brains. I don't mind saying that. I'll say it in the same spirit that I say any parent who allows their child to play football is a bad parent. That's my judgment. You can agree or disagree, whatever you want. But in this circumstance, this is so damnable. It's so un-American. It is unreal that these people have this much power to go in the face of what Americans, 90% of Americans say they want to have the food labels. So they know where the food comes from. That's also, you can make a judgment. We can mandate what's in it. We have to put nutritional stuff. We have to put, but you can't tell me that it's okay to not know that the food comes from this place or comes from that source. That's criminal.
Malfeasance. Yeah. They did some of that to placate China because a lot of our fish and meat comes from China. And you know, the way that they grow the meat and the fish there is just deplorable.
Here, you want to hear something?
And that's why they did it. Because I won't buy any fish that comes from the Asian countries.
I only buy fresh.
You want to know what they're hiding? Here's what they're hiding. The USDA, in concert with this, has approved Brazilian beef imports. Do you want to know why this is significant? Because there is a raging epidemic of foot and mouth disease in Brazil. Would you know? You don't know that.
No.
If you can't see on the label that it comes from Brazil, so you won't know that it possibly comes. Here we have our government trying to shut down guys like me who are serving really good, clean food, and they'll allow Brazilian beef to come into this country, a country contaminated with foot and mouth disease. No sane person would dare risk this if he or she knew that the beef they were buying came from cattle or hogs or sheep in a country that is loaded with foot and mouth disease. But do we have anybody sticking up for us in America? No. We've got the United States government bought and paid for by these interests. And they are many of them, American interests, that buy into these big corporate giants that are food giants. They buy up. They're all over the world buying up stuff like this.
I don't know why this matters. Because, you know, most
you know
people
why,
want
matters.
To see. No, I know. Give me a second before you get your panties in a wad. Jiminy Christmas, Dougie. But I don't know why this matters so much to the government, because there are a lot of people who in theory will all say that they want labels, but there are still the people who are always going to buy what's cheapest, and free market's always going to dictate it. So what's the big deal if the label's on it? That means that someone like you, Dougie, me, Rich, Roberta, Ken, the people that care and don't want meat from Mexico, China, Brazil, wherever, can make that choice. And the people that still want to buy based on price can buy whatever they want. I mean, what difference is that label going to make?
Because they're getting slid checks in their back pocket. That's why it makes a difference to them.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
Well,
because otherwise, these two-faced Republicans who are free market guys would go
they're
with the free market, but the free market also means they're getting paid off.
Oh, my God.
All of government's getting paid
so
off.
So here's what's happening.
So all the Republicans, and how many Democrats voted for this?
45.
They're all getting paid off. The Democrats.
Okay, so listen to this. Here's one more page on this story. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The way the government is trying to run guys like me out of business, the small farmer, the cattle rancher, the people who are doing from $500,000 to $1 million worth of business a year, they run them out of business, and then they claim we don't have enough cattle in our country to serve our needs, so we have to import beef from other countries. That's how insidious this is. The cattle numbers in our country are near 60-year lows. There is hundreds, and when you look at what is to be gained by doing this, hundreds of billions of dollars in our food supply going into the coffers of these big corporations. And I'm not... I don't just say big corporations, as a matter of fact, like they're bad, because they aren't. All of our jobs come from people who have created businesses, and some of them have gotten very big and very powerful because people have worked hard at it. But there's no hard work in this. This is just corruption. This isn't work. It's corruption. And the global beef markets, I'm not a beef eater. I don't eat meat. But that doesn't mean that I'm not interested in looking at and finding out what it is for those of you who like to eat it, or what's appropriate and proper. And there's nothing about this that's good.
No.
Bad, bad, no. Bad. All right, 18 after the hour, good day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A good pop song. We're going to review the top five songs from this week in 1992. And we start with the number five position, which is occupied by John Secada, Just Another Day. Wasn't he with Chicago? Do I remember that?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Ben's almost fighting words.
Really?
But I can see how you could think that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who am I confusing him with?
You're thinking of...
not Michael.
Peter Cetera.
Thank you, Richie. Very good.
Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
Much like Michael McDonald killed the Doobie Brothers.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So, anyway, I don't know much about this guy. I remember not liking his name. Other than that, I like the song. What else
his name
is he?
Bugs me.
Yeah, it is kind of...
He was...
He
was IT it, man, for a year. Yeah. Everybody was like, oh, John Secada. Now he's like working at Walmart or something.
Yeah, all right, washing cars. All right, anyway, crank it up for another second, Richie. Will you Just Another Day? Number five this week in 92.
Come on, man.
Who are you talking to me?
I really want to get the Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right, number four this week. 25 past the hour. This week in 92 was Achy Breaky Heart.
Mullet Power.
Who?
Mullet power.
Is that like corn power?
Yeah, the mullet, long in the back, short in the front. What is the gem?
Oh, his hair.
Party in the back, business in the front.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Raggy.
I was talking to my Taekwondo instructor the other day.
Where are you, Richie?
And he and a bunch of his friends, this guy's 25 years old.
I wouldn't talk to him.
They did the Miley Cyrus leg workout last week. All of these Korean Taekwondo masters doing the Miley Cyrus thing. And he said it killed us. He said her leg workout is one of the hardest workouts I've ever done.
He leaves a lot to be desired. Okay. He must not have done a great job as a father under the circumstances, because fathers are more important to their daughters than our mothers in terms of influencing how they grow up and what their values are. So take that for what it's worth. Number four, Billy Ray Cyrus. Moving on to number three. Jennifer, like this one. Baby, baby, baby. TLC. What's the story of this group, Jen Jen?
T-Boss, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and Chili. That's the T, the L, the C. Now they're just the T and the C because L passed away about 10 years ago in an airplane crash.
Yeah, lousy.
On an island. But they're still T and C. I just saw them. I mean, they're still TLC, but yeah. T-Boss and Chili. I just opened for New Kids on the Block a couple months ago, and they're still looking good, and they're rocking it.
You're pretty much proving my life theory. If I ever make it to be a huge musical star, never get in an airplane.
No.
Never.
Alright, this is the top five list musically from this week in 1992. Number two song belonged to Madonna.
Madonna was serious.
This is a terrible song.
I liked it.
Okay.
I refuse. No, I just Jennifer, when you hear what number one is.
I like it.
You're Mix-a-Lot.
What do you think Madonna thought about this being the number one song in front of her?
This was interesting. This should be a one-hit wonder. Number one this week, 1992. Baby's Got Back.
Yeah,
this is the crudest, rudest.
Oh,
oh, it is.
So fun.
Rude. Yeah, it is fun. This is a lot of variety, at least in this week's music from 1992. A little review for your listening and dancing pleasure. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 28 minutes after the hour.
What time is it?
28 after, Richie.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company. Boston Man.
Get responsibly.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
The baddies with the goodies. The goodies are Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and you. And we are, we're trying to disseminate the information that is around, try to figure out what the good, the bad, and the ugly are. This is from the end of the world scenario. The end of the world is coming, maybe? Or is this just a scene from a disaster movie where we have massive power failures, plane crashes, satellite disruptions, train derailments? Well, if
now
you
something
believe,
else to worry about.
Right, exactly. If you believe the Department of Business, Innovation, and Skills in the British government, these are some of the threats we would face if there was a massive solar storm. The Space Weather Preparedness Strategy outlines these disturbances that could be caused by unpredictable solar events. And if you look at the most striking find from this report, the fact that a country would have only a 12-hour warning period before the storm hits the planet.
SPF 1000.
A lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, you know, at that point, don't even worry about the sunscreen. Just bend over and kiss your butt goodbye.
The worst possible scenario would be a mass ejection of plasma from the sun, during which the corona of the sun, the bright glow that we see, we think that's the sun. It's the glow that happens during, oh, you see it during a solar eclipse when the rest of the sun is covered up. That would detach from the sun, shooting off unbelievably strong X-rays and high energy particles to the Earth. The report cites an event in 1859, which was also a powerful mass ejection of the corona from the sun. There's only 1% probability that this event would recur, but science
but and we should probably worry about it. Just
well, I mean, if you want to worry about something, I guess it's give you something to worry about. I don't care to worry about these sorts of things, but maybe that's because I'm a Pollyanna. The thing that really does strike you, though, is the 12-hour warning time, which, I mean, how do you...
Why even bother? You know, with 12 hours, what are you going to do? Just let it happen.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. So, do we need to spend, do we need to develop a new division of the government to set plans up in place where we need to have more agents, more Homeland Security people designing safeguards? Do we have to put some kind of a shroud over all of
this
our power lines?
Perfect type of story for the government. They see a 1%
chance of something happening. Right.
But still, here's a way for us to get billions of dollars
to prepare the taxpayers
for something that possibly could maybe happen one day over the next million years.
Yep.
And there's a 12-hour warning. What are the odds the government would ever be able to do anything in 12
like,
hours?
Like, what are they going to do?
12 days, never mind 12 hours. All right. Yeah. So is that enough of the bad stuff? Or you
put up the dome! Put up the dome!
What's that show called? Under the Dome, right?
Under the Dome.
We can only wish that we would all get under the dome. All right.
Well, if that doesn't cook us, then a nuke from Iran could.
Okay, so tell that story, Richie, because this is, this is Doomsday number two. Doomsday part two, courtesy of Good Day.
Well, Jennifer's seen this, but the Huffington Post has decided to get together a bunch of actors and ambassadors and politicians.
Get the bill passed.
Queen Noor of Jordan.
Yeah, because there's a poll out that the majority of Americans don't support this because it's horrible.
Well, it doesn't seem to do as much good.
Allegedly. So anyway, Jack Black and Morgan Freeman are the main voices in this, but you also have ambassadors, queens, and other actors and actresses. And they try to make a kind of a funny conversation, yet serious doomsday type conversation. Here,
I love playing frisbee with my sons.
I love the sound of the waves on the Pacific at sunrise.
I love curling up with a good book.
I love to see my grandkids smile.
But if Congress sabotages the nuclear deal with Iran,
we could be denied the very moments that make our lives worth living.
So instead of that, we'll just give them back all their $150 billion that they can use now to build whatever they want. It's so crazy.
All right. It's, I mean, it isn't a good deal for everybody. Is it better than having it the way that it was? I see there's so many conflicting stories here.
To test their own soil for, I mean, there's just no...
The only thing that I see in this is a good deal for Boeing. That's, and I've said that since the beginning. Other than that, it's all a bunch of crap. So we've still a couple hundred planes.
And the thought is great. We just got stepped all on with regard to the details of the deal.
Right. Well, so some people think. Kerry says no, that's not the case. Well,
he would get the used
Richie
car
should know.
Award plaque.
Yeah. Richie knows.
Richie knows about
salesman.
It. He knows from car salesmen.
Yeah.
All right. I want to spend a minute on this Minnesota dentist and what's happened to him in the last couple of days. Zimbabwean authorities, according to the story that we have at DougStefan.com, have said that this Minnesota dentist is responsible for killing one of the most beloved lions. You see pictures of this lion. Look like an old, 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 old lion.
Okay, let's... we don't know. Do we know the age of the lion?
No, but look at it.
I think he was like 13 or something.
How long do lions live? Do we know?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Every video that you see of this lion, he's just like,
I know, he looks pretty cool.
All right, so they portrayed the lion as being gentle and kind and sweet, and this guy is no good. Dentist, done. Somebody put his home phone number or address or something on...
Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
This is what is ridiculous. I mean, this is maybe not what we all agree with, but
he's gone. His office is closed. He's out of business.
This guy's dead. They're going to give out his address. He's going to end up dead. His business is over. Yeah. It's just crazy.
In 6 months, he'll move to somewhere else in the country. He'll move from Minnesota to Alabama, and everybody will have forgotten who he was. He will have to rebuild his life.
If he makes it.
Yeah, because pretty much they're sitting outside of his house right now.
There is no excuse for animal abuse.
There is no excuse for animal abuse.
You know,
what do we do? What do we do?
When you make the Fallon show.
This guy is so unpopular that 4 out of 5 other dentists think he's a douchebag.
You know, and Kimmel is sitting there crying his eyes out. I just think it interesting, and I've said this before.
He's a big
interesting fan. To figure out what it resonates with people, because you have people getting beheaded by ISIS, but you don't. No one seems to be posting.
18 people were killed in Jakarta yesterday. Who's going after
them? Yeah, it's like these are human beings.
People
I get
do
that
this
the
about animals.
Yeah, they do. Of course.
You hear the? Do you see the memes for the Black Lives Matters movement saying if people cared as much about black people as they did about lions, we could make a lot of progress in this world?
Really? Oh, lovely.
Lions lives matter. Let's start. Lions,
the problem is the world's population is growing too fast. The number of people on this planet will hit 8.5 billion in the next 15 years and 9.7 billion by the halfway point in the century. The planet can't, it's doomed. Never mind the sun. Never mind all this other stuff. We can't feed these many people. We can't govern. You can't control this many people. It's a serious problem that nobody is dealing with.
You had some animal, some lion hunting facts.
Okay, Richie.
Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tourist hunters, like this guy who paid $50,000 to be able to kill a lion,
legally
kill more than 600 African lions annually.
Mm-hmm. They have theme parks where you can go do this stuff.
Americans account for 64% of the lions killed between 1999 and 2008.
Great. All right. In a moment, we're going to deal with that Chrysler problem. Do you have a Dodge Ram pickup truck? Have you gone back to the dealer yet? There's a lawyer who is specializing in situations that develop out of problems like this. So Chuck Tattelbaum will join us in a moment and tell us what really this means to Chrysler and to you if you have one of these trucks or one of these cars. That's up next here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. For millions of baseball fans who attend big league games each year, the possibility of catching a foul ball is one of the attractions of the game. According to one study, as many as 53,000 foul balls are caught by happy fans each year. However, if lawyers who just filed a class action lawsuit against Major League Baseball have their way, a lot fewer fans will be leaving games with a souvenir ball. Under the lawsuit, all ballparks, including the historic Wrigley Field in Chicago and Fenway Park in Boston, would be required to extend protective netting from behind home plate all the way to the foul poles in left and right field. The lawyers argue that warnings about foul balls printed on tickets, posted around the ballparks, and mentioned over the PA system are not enough. Let's be fair, serious injuries do happen, and baseballs have been flying into the stands for decades, even before Babe Ruth was playing. But do we really want a policy like this that affects millions of baseball fans to be decided by one lawsuit? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
I'm Joe Montaigne, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
All right, it's 46 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We welcome Chuck Tanelbaum, who focuses his law practice on bankruptcy and creditors' rights. He's involved in the Chrysler Fiat fine as someone that would represent perhaps you or a large group of people who have these trucks. What's your takeaway from this? This doesn't put them out of business, does it, Chuck?
No, it doesn't. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
It doesn't at all. But what it signals is the National Highway Transportation Safety Authority, which is NHTSA, is called, the first time, is really coming down with hard fines against the manufacturer for not recalling when it should, and it is enforcing the fact that they will have to deal with consumers promptly or else face greater fines and civil liability.
All right. For those of you who do not know or maybe didn't hear the story from earlier in the week, the Chrysler Corporation, which is owned by the big Italian car maker Fiat, in my estimation, has done a great job at turning the company around, frankly. I like the product that they have right now, but apparently they've been a little less than upfront when it comes to dealing with problems, like all the steering problems that are a part of this Chrysler truck recall. There also was a problem with Jeep fuel tanks, that kind of stuff. So the government is, this particular administration, very tough in areas like this. They've got a fine against Chrysler. They also are saying if you have one of these trucks, you bring it back and you'll get your money back, or at least what the truck is worth today. Those sorts of things. That's never been done before, Chuck, has it?
No, it started with the GM ignition switch problem, but there Congress really jumped down on NHTSA because they felt they were playing footsies with the manufacturers and not slapping GM for not doing anything with the ignition switch. So when Congress really started pressing, as well as the administration, then all of a sudden NHTSA went into high gear, and now they're really jumping in pro-consumer.
Is this fair, though, under the circumstances? Is this overdoing it? Is there someplace in the middle here, or is this really, is this the adequate way or the official, the proper way to handle this problem?
Well, I think part of it is like in the old Westerns, they're saying there's a new sheriff in town. But Chrysler had 23 recalls involving 11 million vehicles that they didn't handle adequately. And so NHTSA imposed a $105 million fine, plus said, we are watching you. You better take care of this for the consumers.
All right, how do you as a lawyer, hold on a second, Richie. How do you as a lawyer go after these? Do you have clients that have suffered at the hands of one of these vehicles that didn't operate properly?
Well, yes, and they really have no remedy unless somebody's hurt or died, and you hope that doesn't happen. But what this does is it forces the manufacturers to work with the dealers, because the service is free, to contact the people, to recontact the people, to urge them to get into their dealerships and take care of this.
Richie, go ahead.
What's the long-term effect here to the consumer? Is it likely that the manufacturers will just build in a cushion, making the car is more expensive for us today so that they can be prepared for this?
I don't think so. I think what it's going to do is that the manufacturers are going to be more careful, so when they start to see a problem beginning, they're going to notify NHTSA and do a recall voluntarily rather than have this type of thing happen again.
So this is a win-win for the consumer?
I believe it is, because the price is already built in for these recalls anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of money. that's set aside. When you look at, especially the higher the ticket value or the ticket cost of a car like this or a truck like this, the more that's built into it. These are very profitable. Pickup trucks are they are very inexpensive.
40, 50, 60 grand for a
pickup. They're very cheap to build, and they make a lot of money for Ford and Chrysler now and General Motors, so they can protect themselves. All right, thank you for the background. Chuck Tattelbaum, who's a lawyer focusing on bankruptcy and creditors' rights with a focus on the Chrysler fine and how you benefit if you got one of these products. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle.
There are changes coming in how you use the frequent flyer programs. Delta, United, and American in one league, and JetBlue and Southwest and Virgin America in a different league. Let's find out how it'll affect you. Will this make frequent flying easier or not? Tom Parsons from bestfares.com up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Cartolina. Why send plain old emails and texts? This $2 app is a gorgeous alternative. Gotta see it to believe it.
What an exciting program.
Cartolina.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, so Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Delta Airlines says they're radically changing their frequent flyer program. You say United has already done it, which means American hasn't, but Southwest and Virgin and JetBlue are doing something that is different when it comes to the award program. Is this for the good or not so good in terms of frequent flyers?
Well, if you're a frequent flyer, I guess the word frequent.
I'm a frequent flyer. You're a frequent flyer. Okay, let's
see. Yeah, thank you. If you're one of those people who don't fly,
you
know,
you travel once or twice a year on a plane, this doesn't make any difference to you.
Well, I think it's even more important for you that you shouldn't worry about your getting miles in the future. I'll give you an example. Delta now gives you 5 points based on the number of dollars you spend. Okay, so if your airplane ticket is $300 from New York to Los Angeles, round trip, Delta, if you're the lower echelon and you don't fly that much, you'll earn 5 points per mile for dollars spent. And the max, so that, in that case, you'd make 1,500 air miles on that trip, round trip. Now, United's done the same thing. If you, the same thing applies on Southwest, JetBlue, Virgin America. I think Alaska is still mileage. But of the big airlines, American and U.S. Airways, because they're doing the, I mean, who knows what they'll do after they get all their act together. They put the, it becomes one big airline, American Airlines. It's supposed to happen October 17th. Then American may come in and say, well, we're going to do the exact same thing. But on that same flight today, you can spend $300 on American and you'll earn 5,000 frequent flyer miles.
Right.
Which is, three times the amount that you would earn on Delta. If you're a high-paying business traveler, though, you can earn up to 11 points. And if you're a business traveler flying, let's say, to Europe, and you buy one of those $6,000 airplane tickets, you can earn almost 75,000 air miles on one trip.
So what this is doing is discouraging the mid-level traveler, I guess maybe I am, I'm not on a plane every week, from using airline X, Y, or Z, because they're not rewarding you the same as, I pay whatever the rack rate is for the ticket and then upgrade.
And right.
So that only changes in that I'll have to find miles somewhere else to upgrade. Is that what you're saying?
That's where I feel this is where the credit cards, I think you'll do better. You'll probably earn more miles with your credit card than you'll ever earn in flying. Mm-hmm. The new program, unless you're a frequent flyer. But in your case, too, you always like to get the lowest airfare.
Yep.
And then there's other guys like who will pay $1,200 to fly Boston to L.A., and you're looking to pay way less than $500.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who earns, pays more money, has a higher frequent flyer status, he's going to get more points for that trip. Mm-hmm. This actually was a Southwest type thing, too. Southwest said, we got guys flying on segments, 16 segments, and they get a free ticket. We got business travelers paying, two or three times more money, and they're still getting the same segments as the guy who buys a $78 airplane ticket, forces the connection through from Dallas to Austin, Austin to Houston, and, after three or four trips, you got a free trip, and so did the business traveler if he earns 16 segments. And so in Southwest, if you remember, when Southwest changed from segments to points, there was a revolution out there.
Yeah.
Nobody liked the program.
No, that's the point is, if you're flying, you want to get the most, obviously, with these frequent flyer programs, which, by the way, are subject to being hacked. For those of you who didn't know that, there was a big thing this week about your airline miles getting hacked, people stealing them and actually using them to take trips on their own. So you got just another way of getting hacked. My God, every time you turn around, there's another way of getting hacked using the technology we have today. Tom Parsons, check out the good deals that he has listed for Good Day listeners at bestfares.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.